Stacy and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
Beautiful song. It's a classic coming through from Desiree. It's called Life. Just before this one, Lost Frequencies. Where are you now? 13 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. Stacy and Jay Spoo on a Thursday. Welcome to it. And buddy, thank you so much for choosing us this afternoon.
All right, so we're going to get in our personal life bags quickly. No, so I do go outside sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I have things to do on the weekend. And I'm very, very big into scene setting. So let me paint a picture for you. Friends, gather round for story time.
Oh, what happened?
Here we go. Twas a few weeks ago. I was at a primary school. There was a football game happening.
Yeah.
Just because context is important. So it's early in the morning, right? And I am there with my person. And everything is cool. And we're having a coffee. And I'm watching the kiddies. They're warming up. It's all very sweet and lovely. And from yonder corner, a woman is approaching.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, like in a really cool like tracksuit because it's, you know, like mom vibes or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's walking towards me and I'm looking at this girl and I'm like, I know this girl. And she's like, hey, how are you? Whatever. And I'm trying to place her and I turn to Manza's and he's gone. Like a ghost. He just evaporated into thin air.
So something about the arrival of this particular person made Manz, your Manz, feel so uncomfortable.
He gone.
Was it his ex?
So here's the thing. So circle back to post this game, which was hardly FIFA standards. I was like, where did you go? Like, you were being so weird. And then he's like, yeah, so like 2 years ago, we had a date. I mean, also the way he was hanging on, you'd swear they were married for 14 years. I mean, it wasn't that deep, but people get weird around their exes. And he was like, I just didn't know how to act. So I shared this story with the team. And Nicholas Tatham, our sports lead, who also goes outside sometimes.
Yeah.
You went to a wedding, didn't you?
Yeah.
Same vibe.
I did.
With his wife.
Yeah, but that's weird.
And then the ex is there. Isn't she also married?
Yeah, she's married.
And you haven't spoken in 7 years?
Yeah, in forever.
And then when she's approaching, what did you turn into? A pot plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At your own wedding?
No, at someone else's wedding.
No, it wasn't my wedding.
Oh, okay.
Someone else, I just disappeared. I was like,
hey, but guys.
Yeah, no, yeah. Nothing to say, bye.
But guys, I'm not gonna lie, it could even be like months or years since you last seen your ex, but like, for some reason, when you run into an ex, it always just feels weird.
It does feel
like,
weird.
Like, from the moment when you spot them from afar, or like, your body just can't help but just react and start feeling your temperature rises.
It does.
All of a sudden, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. You get anxiety.
No, actually. No, but you know what I think it might be though? I think it's this like, so as they're getting closer, you're like, what am I going to say to this person? Like, how high do you go in?
Hi.
Or do you go, hey, how's it? Or do you just keep walking? Do you turn around? So for the rest of this half an hour, considering Nick turned into a pot plant and Manz has turned into a ghost, when you bump into your ex in public, it's obviously never planned. What becomes of you? Like, are you very cool? Are you very chilled? Do you go and have the conversation? This has nothing to do with maturity. It's got nothing to do with how old you are, whether you're with somebody or not. It's just, we don't know how to act when these people are on us because it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, so I've got the perfect way of doing it, the way I do it. I'll tell you about that maybe in 10 minutes time. But KZN, you chime in. What becomes of you when you encounter your ex? Chime in.
The Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling on East Coast Radio. KZN's number one hit music station. Just doing a quick check here. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Irrespective of how mature, grown, you've been married for 10,000 years, you're super happy you are. Something weird happens to us. It's like we, I don't know, turn into pot plants when we're around our exes. Like, we don't necessarily behave well. My theory is that as you see them approaching you, Jay was talking about the heat you get in the back of your neck. I think it's the pressure about like what you could talk about, or like, how enthusiastic should you be? What should you do? So when you encounter an ex, how do you act? Because we don't act well.
Yeah, so I promise to tell you how I go about it. First and foremost, here's my rule, right? It's called amnesia, honey.
I don't know you.
Who are you? Especially when I'm with my partner. I don't know you. And
that's,
I know
it's very safer that way.
And I know it comes across as me being rude, but at this point, because you're my ex, I could not give a damn.
Oh.